بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Previously we began the discussion on debts, qarz, loans, accounts in Islam. What is the Shari concept of debts, and the grave warnings to the person who takes a debt, doesn't have the intention to repay it, and for no genuine reason or need. In regards to the warnings of debts, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, debts is the flag of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Debts is the flag of Allah on earth. When Allah wishes to disgrace anyone, He burdens him with the weight of debts. May Allah ta'ala save us. When Allah ta'ala wishes to disgrace anyone, He burdens him with the weight of debts. That too, the question is, when does Allah ta'ala want to disgrace a person? Doesn't mean now because I have debts Allah wants to disgrace me. It depends on a person's a'mal. And yes, the decision of Allah is based upon our a'mal. Whatever conditions in the world are prevailing right now is all based on the actions of the Muslims. The Muslim ummah has to correct themselves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down favorable conditions and decisions. So Allah ta'ala gives insan respite. As Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah has mentioned, when it comes to Allah ta'ala disgracing a person, it all depends on the decision of the person which way in life he wants to go. Allah ta'ala will test a person with different types of trials, tribulations in his life. And Allah ta'ala already pre-warned us that this worldly life is a life of trials. You will be tested. So don't flare up. Don't ask why. Why am I going through all of this? Allah ta'ala pre-warned. This is iman. And the lighter test will come and the heavier test will come, depending on the decisions in life that we make. In regards to the lighter test, Allah ta'ala mentions in Quran Sharif, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Lighter test, Allah ta'ala says definitely, most definitely, He will test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, with a little amount of fear. Fear, Allah ta'ala will test us. Certain countries like our country itself, there is a certain amount of fear all the time, living in the home, the dead of the night, fajr time. So Allah ta'ala says, this will prevail. The test will be there. Are you still going to go out for salah? Are you still going to strive in the path of Allah? Person is fearful, leave my home 3 days, 40 days. What will happen to my family? Allah ta'ala says, I will test you. These tests actually should connect us stronger to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala sees the reaction of insan. Everything is in the control of Allah. So Allah ta'ala says, I will definitely test you with some amount of fear, وَالْخُوفِ وَالْجُوعٍ, and with hunger also. وَنَقْسِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, there'll be a decrease in your wealth. In lives, you'll lose lives also. In fruits, in profits. Allah ta'ala says, this test, I will put it upon you. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahimahullah mentions that this is the lighter test of life. This is the lighter test of life. Allah ta'ala tests in these things, but we know for ourselves, this is too heavy. Little fear is too much for us. Hunger also, Allah ta'ala hasn't allowed us to taste hunger. Allah ta'ala save us, keep us with afiyat. But when it comes to hunger, loss of profits, business sometime, these are the lighter fears, and the lighter tests. And through these tests, Allah ta'ala wants us to get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If insan will turn to insan, man will turn to man to solve these problems, then in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insan has failed. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Allah ta'ala says, remember the time when you tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with different type of tests. His life, his family, his father, his son, slaughter him, his wife, leave her behind. Every type of test. Allah ta'ala says, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, the literal meaning that he completed every test. In our language, he passed with flying colors. He passed with flying colors every test, he connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is a lighter test. What is a heavier test? The Shaykh has mentioned, rahimahullah, in Fadail al-Sadaqat, the heavier test of insan is a time in his life when he didn't have means. He lived a simple life, He was in the masjid. He made dua, sometimes lengthy dua. Ya Allah, open my rosy. Things are difficult. It's hard. I have family. I have children. Allah Ta'ala put him to the test. But he was sabir. He was patient. He made dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He was connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A lot of things, the luxury items of dunya, he could not afford. So he lived a simple life, and things were tight, constrained. He made dua to Allah. Little sadqah he could take out, he took out. And slowly Allah Ta'ala opened up his rosy and sustenance. And for what he could not afford, now he began to afford it. Then slowly from affordability, Allah Ta'ala opened even more. Then he went into israf, into extravagance. Extravagance, israf means that to spend extra on necessities. That you have necessities, now you go into extra things. I couldn't afford these things before, now I can afford it. So let's just splash a bit. Let's just spend a little more. Then you go into tabdhir, wastage, opulence. That buy things that we don't need. Buy things that we don't need. This is tabdhir. Allah Ta'ala says, those that have israf in their life, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah declares, they have no love for those who have extravagance. When it comes to tabdhir, opulence, Allah Ta'ala says, those that are opulent, they are the brothers of shaitan. We have the houses, the walls are decorated with just frames upon frames. And it costs thousands of rands, covering walls where there is no real purpose behind it. When it comes to Sharia also, just to cover walls is not permissible. Sometimes we find curtains just covering extra wall for no reason whatsoever. It's a necessity. It should be covered just above where the window is, too much below because of parda. We're just covering walls and covering places. Ornaments, vases, where the ummah doesn't have food, and we're just going shopping to buy extras in the house. Just baskets around and everywhere else. These are the brothers of shaitan. We know shaitan, enemy of Allah. فَاتَّخِذُهُ عَدُوَ. Allah Ta'ala says, take shaitan as your open enemy. So they go into this, where there was nothing, now we have it, then we go to extravagance, and what he says, whatever I touch turns to gold. Allah Ta'ala opens dunya for him. What he couldn't afford, now he can afford. He was eating simple food, now I can afford certain places that I could not go there before. Now I'm going to those type of restaurants and takeaways. Couldn't afford it, now I can afford it. Let's splash it, let's take the family and go. Then we're flaunting the beauty and the children and the women among strangers. I can afford it. Then he goes to a level where ulama explain that Allah has given so much of surplus, let's set up the family, open trust. This on the wife's name, this on the children's name, and have everything set up in life, and he forgets Allah. Salah is just dwindling in his life. There's no Quran tilawat, I'm too busy, I'm too busy, I'm too busy. Brother, you were in the masjid, what has happened? I'll get back, I'll be coming. That is why ulama say that sometime in musibat actually becomes a ni'mat. Person has a very simple car, but he says this car is a musibat. But the car brings him to the masjid is a ni'mat. Now he affords a very extravagant car, he says a ni'mat of Allah, but can't bring him to the masjid is actually a musibat and a calamity. Then as the Shaykh explains, rahmatullah alayhi, when everything is set up, he hasn't made tawbah of his sins. At one time, was a small shaitan box in the house, still a shaitani box. Now every room becomes a cinema. I can afford it now. Now he's using the wealth of Allah. Once he was in simple life, halal. Then he went into makruh, now into haram. And dunya is still opening up. And he doesn't make tawbah. He's on a different highway altogether of sin right now. Then as the Shaykh explains, that when Allah Ta'ala wants to disgrace him, now he's living through the banks, and he's living it up, holidays upon holidays. Then Allah Ta'ala hits him with a disease. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Hits him with such a chronic illness. At sometime a younger age also. And the wife thinks that I still have my youth. Children are young still. We still want to go out. He can't make it. He's tired. He has chest problems, breathing problems, sometimes cancer, whatever it is. Now we want to live it up. We want to go overseas holidays. He can't come along. And here in our terms now, get him a caregiver. Let them look after him. Whereas who should make in the khidmat? The children. They're not trained to make khidmat and to serve the parents. Get a caregiver for him. Now we want to go on holiday. And when he reached the pinnacle of his wealth, he set up all the structures. And now there's nothing on his name. Wife has her income, children have their income. The Shaykh explains very simply in his terms, now they will abandon him, let someone take care of him, we're going on a holiday. Book him in the hospital 2 weeks, he has his medical aid, they look after him in the hospital, we are going away. He can't say a single word. You see, he's a dead man before he's dead. The wealth belongs to the family and he can't do anything. Put him in diapers and we leave him like that. He said, when Allah Ta'ala was to disgrace him, and then I still go to pay the banks, that is your account. We took the freehold properties. That you live with that. Allah Ta'ala save us. See, this is a heavy test. Where man now is making dua to die. Ya Allah, how can I live like this? The wife is young, children are still young, and I have this disease and illness. Heaven may tawbah for my sins. Allah Ta'ala protect us. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that death is the flag of Allah on the earth. And Allah Ta'ala wishes to disgrace anyone, he burdens him with the weight of debts. This is because of the ill decisions he made in his life. That's why Allah Ta'ala gives respite. Make tawbah, make tawbah, make tawbah. Person has reached the stage of his life also where everything is crashing. Make tawbah now. And Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, Rahmatullah alayhi, At-ta'ibu Habibullah. Person who made tawbah, immediately Allah Ta'ala announces that my beloved has returned. This has become my beloved. Make tawbah and resort to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, return to Allah, and Allah will change the conditions. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Astaghfirullah.